Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, this morning, we're going to start a new series, and our opening text is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Now, the topic isn't necessarily what I would call a fun topic, but it is one that's greatly needed. And so this month, we're going to be talking about the devil. The title of Pastor Reynolds' message is called Satan's Devices. And Pastor Reynolds is going to discuss what Satan is out to do. So what are his goals and the many different ways that he goes about accomplishing those goals? So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds.
In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Bible states, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Notice, the Bible says in this place that the devil is the adversary of all believers. The Bible goes so far as to say that the devil is as a roaring lion. The Bible says that he's walking about. The Bible says that Satan is seeking whom he may devour. Satan is evil. He is the essence of evil. Satan has a rise to power, however. Satan desired, you see, to sit in God's throne, which is located in the empty place in the north. The Bible states in the book of Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will arise unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." In verse 15, the Bible says this, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Satan has much ambitions. Satan desires to be like the Most High. Satan desires to exalt his throne above the stars of God. Satan desires to be like the Most High. This is what he did in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, when Satan appeared to the woman in the Garden of Eden. The Bible says that he came and he spoke to her these words, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Why did Satan ask this very vital question? It is because he knows that God has said to the man, he said, "I want you to stay away from that fruit of that tree." Satan did not appear to the man. Instead, Satan, using his trickeries and his lies, as he always does, appeared unto the woman. The woman said unto the serpent in verse number 2, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." And here the devil told the woman a great lie. "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die." And he says the reason in verse number 5, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Satan presented all of this in his attempt to take over the world. And he will take over the world. Even though Satan will take over all of this world, God will never allow Satan to sit in his throne. He has given Satan a throne which will be over this entire world in which we live. Notice what the Bible states in the book of Luke 4 and verse 5 through verse 8. "And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. And whomsoever I will, I give it. If, therefore, thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. The reply that Jesus made is very telling. Jesus Christ did not ever say to the devil, No, you don't have this right. You don't have this authority. You can't do this. No, Jesus Christ never said that at all. The Bible said in verse number 8, And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. How true it is that Satan has a kingdom. He will rule, and he will reign upon this earth in which we live. And yet his kingdom will not ever last. The Bible states in the book of 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 4 that the active reign of the Antichrist will be for 7 years. But the last half of the Great Tribulation, that is the last 3.5 years, will be very, very horrible. During that period of time, there will be many that will die. Destruction will fill this entire world. The final reign of the devil over this world will be 3.5 years. And that will be a very, very black time for everybody upon this earth. I'm so glad that I will not be here because I'm saved by the grace of God. All I need to do is to stand true to God. I'm thankful that by God's own grace that I will not have to endure that at all. But listen, if you are lost, you will go through this terrible time. According to Revelation 20 and verse 10, at the end of this 3.5 year reign of Satan, he will be removed from his throne and cast into the lake of fire. Look at this verse. Revelation 20 verse 10 states, And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Many people will actually come to the place that they will want the devil to rule over them more than they want Christ to rule over them. Can I say that again? And just listen to what we are saying. Is that the time will come when men will want Satan to rule over them rather than Christ to rule over them. As proof of this, if you would, look in the book of Luke, chapter number 19. In the book of Luke 19 and verse number 14, the Bible said here, But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. This is talking about the parable of the pounds, when Christ said that he would take account of everybody upon this earth. But the Bible says here in this place, but his citizens hated him. This is talking about men of this world that hate Jesus Christ. They will not have him to rule and to reign over them at all. Why in the world would anybody not want Christ to reign over them? There are many today who live as they want, and they really do not want Christ to reign over them. You see, some enjoy their lives of sin, and they do not want Christ to interfere with their wicked lives. They do not want Christ to come along and change anything at all. They are content. They are very pleased. They are very happy with the way things are. You think of all the wickedness, all the corruption, and all the evil doings that's going on in our world today. And how many people want to just stay and continue in that same wickedness. In the book of John, chapter number 18, verse 38 through verse 40. Pilate was a man who gave order that Jesus Christ be crucified. He did it for political expediency. And he said unto Jesus Christ, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, "I find no fault at all in him. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. We therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews," that is, do you want me now? I can release Jesus Christ unto you. The Bible says in verse number 40, "Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. There's a lot of people that do not want Christ to rule over them at all. I believe one of the reasons we see so much wickedness in this world today is that we are living near the end of this world. I believe that today the devil is putting forth a very special effort to do everything he can possibly do to hinder souls from being saved and to hinder the saved from living for the Lord. The Bible states in the book of 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse number 7, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." This passage clearly states that the Antichrist kingdom, as revealed in Daniel, in the kingdoms of the Babylonians, the Medes and the Persians, the Grecians and the Romans, that the Antichrist kingdom develops slowly over time. And the time of the full revelation of Satan's kingdom is very, very near at hand. The Bible even states in the book of Ephesians 2 and verse number 2 that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, that he is doing everything that he can possibly do now to disrupt the work of God, the work of the Lord's church. Satan is doing everything he can possibly do to make Christian families seem like they're a bunch of nuts. He is doing everything he can possibly do to stop us, individual Christians, from just declaring the truth of the Word of God. We must understand that what God said in His Word is absolutely the truth. Don't ever forget that Satan is a very real person. He doesn't have a body as you and I have, but he does put his influence into our bodies as we let him. In John 13, verse 27, "And after the sop, Satan entered into him." This passage is talking about Judas. Judas is a lost man who became demon-possessed, and he betrayed the Lord. Judas was used by Satan. Satan is a very real person. Just beware of this very vital truth, that Satan is alive, and that he's well, and that he is going about upon this earth to accomplish his will.
You know, many times at the end of a message, I'll say something like, you know, "I pray that this has been an encouragement to you." And it's really hard to say that after a message about Satan, because for the most part, it's a message of warning. It's a message about opening your eyes and seeing what he's trying to do. It's a reminder to be diligent. But what I can say is that it is a great encouragement to know that God is in control. And if we just lean on him, he will help us. He will show us the way of escape. Now, I would say if there's someone that you know would be blessed by this message, I'd encourage you to direct them to our website. If they'll just go to the audio section and select radio broadcasts, they'll be able to listen to this message and many others. And again, that website address is independencebaptist.org. And for those interested in hearing full-length sermons from Independence Baptist Church, you can go to sermonaudio.com/IBC. Now, we'd also like to encourage you to come and worship the Lord with us in person. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'll be starting this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, followed by an 11 a.m. worship service, and we'll also have a 3:45 prayer meeting and 4:30 afternoon worship services. Now, we do want to once again thank you for listening, and Lord willing, we'll be joining you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. as we continue this message about Satan's devices.